Okay, folks, if you're easily offended or there are children anywhere near you, stop this podcast right now. It includes profanity, lewd comments, things that might offend the easily offended. But take heart, none of this is representative of me. It's representative of Ambi and me, who has no idea what they're saying most of the time. So cool it with your comments, don't get easily offended, and hide your kids. Enjoy! Ambien Bear is a podcast with me, dosed on Ambien, legally, and telling stories as only Ambien me could tell. So sit back, grab a cup of something, and get ready to enjoy. Hey there, folks. It's me, Ambien Bear. And I may sound a little hoarse this week, but that's because I was sick. But anyway, I thought maybe today you'd like to hear the true story of Jack and the Beanstalk. And this one goes out to Tammy for requesting this short story. So, what do we know about Jack? Aside from he's got the most ridiculously phallic name ever, aside from being straight up named Peter. But anyway, we're not going to talk about dicks. We're here to talk about Jack. He's an alcoholic, folks. You need to know this before going into the rest of the story that they teach you in schools. Like, this is ridiculous. The education system is fucked, but whatever. Listen, I'm here to tell you that he was a legit fucking alcoholic. And his poor wife could not fucking deal with it. We're talking like this broke ass has been out of work for like 3 months. Like, bringing like pennies in from begging, not doing anything. And she's like, she has standards. She has standards. It was a porcelain kind of life. And that's what she wanted. She wanted her porcelain life back. But no, now she's sitting in a fucking double wide somewhere just outside of Gator Dump, Louisiana. Shout out to anyone from Gator Dump, Louisiana. And she's done with it. She's done with it. She could have been, you know, Mississippi rich, you know, that old money, that bad old money. But anyway, she's poor now. She's fucking done with it. And she's like, you know what? Fuck it. You're going to go take that prize cow we got that you've been holding on to. This man's weird. Like I said, he's an alcoholic. And you're going to go fucking sell that cow so that we can eat. And there was like some serious arguing going on. But let's all remember that he's drunk as fuck always. Alright? So, what happened was, Miss Old Jack decides he's taking this cow. And he's gonna go sell it. Okay, so this is what really happens. And this is where mainstream fairy tales bullshit likes to lie to you. Okay? Is he didn't go in and fucking trade the cow for beans. No. He wasn't that drunk. It was the morning time. But he knows that if he's going to sell the cow, he needs to get a good price. So what does he do? He goes to I'm assuming he's like a cow broker. Like a cow brokerage. Y'all, that is my dishwasher. That means my dishes are clean. This podcast brought to you by my dishwasher. And I can't say the name of because I'm not getting paid to do so. So, thank you. Oh my god, the song's not over. Okay, the song is over. I really hope all of you heard that. Otherwise, you're going to think I'm hallucinating. But I'm not. Anyway, where did I leave off? Jack and the Beanstalk. Oh, yes. So he went to a cow broker. It sounds like Al Roker. Anyway, so he goes to a cow broker. And he's like, this is a good cow. Like, squeeze its nipples. There's tons of milk. Look. Fill all that. That's not just good meat. So, like, grade A marbling. You know, that Ruth's Chris Steakhouse kind of cow. Like, that's basically what he's saying. And so they're like, oh, man, yeah, man, this is the bomb-ass cow. Okay, we'll buy the cow from you. And they give him about $80, right? Equivalent to today. We count for inflation and all that. $80 for this cow, right? So he's like, oh man, that's like way more money than what we needed, you know, because we needed like, you know, 50 or 60 would have been nice, but he had like no idea. So he's like, well, I can just say I got it for X amount, you know, 50. And he's just gonna go to the bar. Man's an alcoholic, it's a disease. He goes to the bar. So he's at the bar, and he just drinking all day long, just drinking, and he's flat out drunk, buying drinks for everybody, putting money in the jukebox, which, you know, they didn't really have many songs, so it was just kind of going on repeat, and he just kept putting quarters in or whatever. Anyway, pissed a lot of money away, right? All right, so into the bar walks this man. Now, back in the time, you know, like in Europe, you could be at a restaurant and then someone walk in and be like, oh, would you like roses? Oh, would you like this? Right? It's annoying, but they want to, you know, whatever. So this guy's in a bar. And, okay, so there's like this pusher. We're just going to call him a pusher. It's just really mean and likes to take advantage of people because he's tall. Good old drunk Jack was sitting there at the bar, blotto. I mean, completely out of his mind. Drunk. And so he goes, hey, for $10, I'll give you these beans. You plant them in the ground, and they will take you to a place of untold riches, and only you will have access to it. And he's like, yeah, I'm so drunk, that sounds amazing. Here you go. Gives away his last $10. All of it. Okay? Money gone. Money gone. But for these stupid beans. So in the end, he ended up paying for the beans. And he lost all the money from the cow. This man is irresponsible. So, he goes back home. Oh, wife doesn't seem with a cow. Oh, she's so excited. She prepped this, like, great meal ahead of time, which was really nice if you think about it, but then also kind of fucked up because she was serving steak. So that's kind of our special meal is, you know, cow, seeing as you just had to sell your cow, you know. Anyway, she's a bitch. He's a drunk stupide, so I don't really know what to tell you there. Anyway, obviously, he walks in the door, and he's like, oh, my God, he's drunk. She's suspicious. She's like, how much do you get for the cow? And he goes, oh, I got $80. And she's like, oh, my God, it's amazing. I can go grocery shopping tomorrow. And she, by the way, this news has just made her totally oblivious to it's like fucking 2 in the morning. And so he's like, but about that, grocery shopping, you see, that's going to have to wait. And she's like, well, why? She's like, well, you know, I was so excited. We got so much more money than we need to. I was like, well, let me go to the bar and just have a drink with the guys and yada, yada, yada. And he begins to explain, like, I got drunk and spent all kinds of money. And she's just fucking fuming, right? And she's just like, oh my goodness, just stop. I can't hear anything else more stupid than this, right? So she's just like, you know what? I'm just going to go and fucking get my dad. So she gets in her car. And she's got to drive, like, it's like 6 hours there and 6 hours back, right? He's a long ways away. Because dad, ex-military, is going to fucking kick his ass, right? So she's just done. And he's like, wait, you didn't hear me. I'm not done yet. These beans will grow into a magical treasure land. He says, while he's drunk. And she just kicks him straight in the nuts. And walks right out the door. She left him. So, he's in a fucking fit. He throws the beans out the window. And fucking forgets about them. Now, if y'all ain't never been down in Louisiana, everybody knows they get some of the shittiest weather. Lots of rain, lots of thunderstorms. I mean, I'm here in Atlanta, and whatever Louisiana gets hit with is usually much stronger than what we get, because thank you for breaking it down for us. But anyway, so it's just raining constantly, and he's just fucking moping and being a little bitch, still not getting his life together and selling bits and things in the house for money for beer and food and shit. Until he goes outside and he notices, oh, damn. That's a big-ass beanstalk. The fuck is this shit? Right? So he goes, he's like, I need to find out what this is. It goes up as far as I can see. So he gets to climbing. And he goes all the way to the top. Y'all, he goes all the way to the top. They say it's like, you know, really super high, but no, it's not. Like, this is fairy tale land, so don't fucking get all physics-y on me or whatever the hell kind of science that is. But anyway, so he hits the clouds, and he gets just above the clouds so he can peer into this gorgeous other world where the clouds seem to disappear and the world is as if mirrored, right? Just lush grass, beautiful, but off in the distance, there's this big ass castle, and not just huge, like massively huge, like huge. He is but a speck of dust. So he's like, oh shit, well, I gotta fucking go see what's in there. So he fucking breaks in to this castle, which, by the way, when you live in the clouds, you don't really need security. It kind of is what it is, you know? It is what it is. So, he just breaks in, starts walking around, and he's little. He's quickly getting onto the scale of the beings that must be here. Because shit's fucking huge. He's just doing, like, ratio mapping and all that. And we don't even... We're going to have to save it for another day about how Jack in Jack the Beanstalk fights his fucking way to the treasure. Like, there's another side story about how he has to fight his entire way there. I mean, there's enemies. It's insane. But this is the condensed version where once he finally gets to the treasure, he just fucking steals it. Steals it. Y'all, that's my cat Gremlin. He loves my stories. But I believe what he stole was a golden goose. Because he wanted to be able to generate money forever and ever and ever so he can buy booze. So he knew what he was doing. Like, he knew what he was doing. So he grabs that goose and he fucking disappears. So he tries to sneak out. And he does succeed. Narrowly. He does get stopped once, and he goes, you know, fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell, you know, the smell of an Englishman. Well, obviously, that is odd. We don't know what the true words are, but I can tell you this much. It wasn't them. I think they're covering up, yet again, mainstream fairy tales. I mean, who really says that, really? Like, I was just in the UK, and they didn't smell any better. In fact, some of them smelled worse. But that's all of us people. That's all of us. So anyway, so he like escapes and he gets down and he's got this goose trap and it's making all hell kind of money. He's like, you know what? I want more. Because he went to his wife, soon to be ex, if this doesn't get any better. And he's like, look, I got all this money. She's like, oh my God, you don't get the point. You don't have a job. This is stupid. And so she's like, she says she's not coming home. And never mind the fact that Daddy didn't actually make it. Because when she got there, he was just like, you should leave her. Or you should leave him. I don't even like him anyway. So then he goes on a second trip back up there. This time, he's like just a box of gold. Like giant-sized gold. So he's like, there goes my cat again. So he has decided that he's just going to rig up something to take as much as he can. So he gets this. He gets about 3 other gold pieces, which, by the way, in size comparison, he's got like 1 million pieces of gold. It's heavy. So he's dragging it out. He's making a shit ton of noise. And he figures, just playing, he's just going to haul ass. So he does haul ass. And he makes it, just barely, to where the beanstalk grows. And the giant runs out and stomps ahead of the great beanstalk, having now noticed that it was there because of his pursuit from the prior crime. And he says it again, fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell yo stanky bum. And I'm not lying. That's they don't want to tell that to kids, but that's what it is, all right? So he fucking sees this guy, and he tries to, like, pick him up. Well, he's all slippery. You know, Jack, he's all slippery. I don't know why. He just is. And so slips right through his hands, and he starts climbing down this beanstalk. Climbing down, and get this gold. And see, what you don't know, while all that bullshit was going on, Little Miss, you know, ooh, I don't want to be with you because you're so lazy. Let's not judge her, because honestly, who can put up with that for that long? But she comes back with her dad, and she's like, you know what? If it's true, we're just going to kill him, and then we'll take whatever treasure he says that he may have. So that's what they're there to do. So he notices that they are there. They see that the giant is legit real because this giant is now climbing down. They're losing their minds. So Dad does the only thing he knows to do and just fucking gets out the axe. Right? Gets out the axe. Now, this is also a part coming up where mainstream fairy tales have been lying to you. All right. So he gets this axe. Wifey Pooh says, hey, you can't cut that down yet. Jack is still coming down the beanstalk. And he was just like, if I don't start cutting this down now, that giant's going to be down here safely. And by then, we'll all be dead. And so she's in protest. So he begins hacking away. I mean, he's slicing through this thing. It's like Ninja Fruit. Chow, 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 chow. Chopping this thing down, right? Well, it starts to get all wobbly, and the daughter and also wife just fucking loses it. So she goes over to her dad, and she's like, no, you have to stop. Give him like 10 more seconds. He's on his way down. And so she yells for Jack to come down. And Jack jumps. All right? He jumps. Dad makes the final cut, and giant comes tumbling down. Dead as fuck. And the beanstalk comes falling down straight onto Jack. Jack's dead. Gone. And that is how they got away with that murder, because they say they could blame it on, you know, the giant, because who else was there? And she got all that treasure. She got all those gold coins. She got that golden goose, she had everything she wanted except for that deadbeat ass husband she had. And you know what, folks? You know what? That right there is the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. I'm sorry to break your hearts and ruin what you know, but that's kind of what Ambient Bear's here to do. So you know what, folks? Cute being you. And you tell me what this next story is going to be. I think it should be something based on history. So we'll figure that out next time. Until then, peace. Hey y'all, it's me, Ambient Bear. Thank you for listening to Jack and the Beanstalk. Don't forget to like and follow, subscribe, all the good stuff, and I'll catch you next time. Peace out.